Greetings to you in Jesus' name. Hope all is great with you and yours. If it's been a rough go, well, let's pray. Father, we humbly and boldly come to your throne with prayer and supplication in Jesus' name. Father, you know all things, and we present them all to you. Lord, teach us the way, teach us the truth, and lead our steps as we move forward in these challenging times. We pray for our family and friends that they get to know you or come back to you. Father, your will be done in our lives, that they may see and give you the glory and honor. Holy Spirit, have your way with us as we study your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Our fuel for this week is Spirit-led. Jesus said that he is the way in John 14:6. Children of God, it's time. It's time to fully trust in the Lord with all your heart, that you don't lean on your own or the world's understanding. Let's look into the Word of God as we are being led by the Spirit. The Spirit of truth, also known as Holy Spirit, will guide us into all truth. John 16:13 tells us that. So let's go to Matthew chapter 4, and let's start in verse 1. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So here we have our Lord and Savior being led by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. The devil is being used as a temptation tool in this test. Has he been used as a temptation tool in your personal test as well? So if Jesus was led to be tested, how can we get away free from testing? It's not going to happen. He was tested, and so shall we be tested. Just like Jesus said, they came after me, they're going to come after you. They talk about me, they're going to talk about you. He was tested, and so shall we be tested. Our faith can grow, among other things, of the Lord in us. But we must submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee, and he will flee. James 4:7 tells us that. The Word of God helps prepare us for all the exams that life will bring us. I'll say it again. The Word of God helps prepare us for all the exams that life will bring us. Children of God, how awesome is this? It's an open book test. You know, go back to your school days. You remember the quizzes and the tests that you had that maybe you studied, you didn't study, they were a little hard. But when that teacher said, okay, class, it's an open book test, you knew. You read the question and you knew you just got to find the answer. You just looked and you found the answer and you what? You got it right. But what happens is we don't slow down enough. We're in a hurry. You see, we don't slow down to use the ultimate answer sheet called the Word of God. How many times have you said, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that? And you hear the voice of Holy Spirit say something different. But you go through it anyway. But then you say afterwards, I knew it. I was supposed to do that. I was supposed to do this. I knew I heard a voice. Yeah, that's happened to me quite a bit. What was it? It was a Spirit-led moment that was missed. Let us look at the ultimate example of the Word that became flesh and was tested as well. Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So Matthew chapter 4, verse 2 through 4, and it reads, "And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If you are the Son of God, come in at these stones, become bread.' But he answered and said, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.'" So the response that Jesus had was what? "It is written." Verses 5 through 7. "Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.' Jesus said to him, 'It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.'" Now the enemy tried to snag that one from Psalms 91. Again, Jesus' answer was what? "It is written." You see, the devil tried to use the scripture against Jesus. He tried to use it to twist it and to insinuate that you'll be okay if you throw yourself from this high place. Don't worry, the angels got you. Children of God, don't allow the enemy to twist God's word. Don't allow man to twist God's word to say something that God is not saying. Verses 8 through 10. "Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, 'All these things I would give you if you fall down and worship me.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.' Then the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered to him." So Jesus responds again, "It is written." Oh, and by the way, look at this. It says, "Then the devil left him." Then the devil left him. Behold, children of God, the word works. This is a picture of James 4:7. Jesus was submitted to God. He resisted the devil and he had to flee. Now, James 4:7 says resist the devil. It doesn't say how many times. But in this example, we see Jesus resisting what? 3 times? We don't know how many times we're going to have to resist. It just says to resist. So resist. Be submitted to God. Resist the devil and he will leave. That's what the word says. Amen. So now let's move on to Judges chapter 7. And we're going to start with verses 2 through 7. "And the Lord said to Gideon, 'The people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. Now therefore proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart and at once from Mount Gilead.' And 22,000 of the people returned and 10,000 remained." Verse 4. "But the Lord said to Gideon, 'The people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. Then it will be that of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, the same shall go with you. And of whoever I say to you, this one shall not go with you, the same shall not go.' So he brought the people down to the water. And the Lord said to Gideon, 'Everyone who laps from the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, you shall set apart by himself. Likewise, everyone who gets down on his knees to drink, and the number of those who lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink water. Then the Lord said to Gideon, 'By the 300 men who lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man to his place.'" Amen. So here we see Gideon about to do battle with 32,000 men. The Lord said, "That's too many." Children, I've got to ask you, why was it too many? Why was it too many? I'll show you. Let me show you. Let me show you through his word. So first we got to go to Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. It reads, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. You see, the Lord said he will not give his glory to another. Those are his words. I will not give my glory to another. But you know, mankind has a way of stealing God's glory with the whole I did, I am, I'm great, I this, I, team I. But he said, I'm not giving my glory to anyone. I'm not giving my glory to another. So if he's not giving away his glory, why should we? Judges 7:2, and the Lord said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. So we started out with, why was it too many people? Isaiah 42, the Lord says, the Lord is my name, and I'm not giving my glory to another. And then he says, now it's based off of the people. You see, he said, the Lord said, Israel will claim glory for themselves against him. You know what they're going to say? Look at what we did for ourselves. Look at what we did. Oh, we're this, we're that. Look at us, look at us. Knowing without the Lord's help, it doesn't happen. It's not a victory without the Lord's help. Now, here's the divine, spirit-led way to get rid of excess. You see, because Gideon, although he's chosen by God, he doesn't know how to shrink the army, let alone the amount to even shrink it to. Oh no. But the spirit-led way shows Gideon exactly how to do it. The first wave of 22,000 were removed based off of what? Fear. Back up in verse 3. Remember, he started out with 32,000 and it says 22,000 were fearful. And it says 10,000 remain. And the Lord said, too many. Still too many. So the second wave removed them by what? Their actions of how they drank water. See, mankind can't even think of that. Hey, it's how you drink your water. That's how I'm going to know who's to take with me. No, you're not going to come up with that. Only the Lord knows. He said, take them down to the water. And as we read, 9,700 were removed by these actions, which left 300 to fight the battle. Children of God, may I say, this is a prime setup for the Lord to do his thing, that he may receive his glory. You're going to know that a man did not do it. All we got to do is look around today in 2024. Things are happening at a pace. Things are challenging all over the world that no man can fix. It's got to get to the point to where we all know that, you know what? Without God, this wouldn't have happened. Let's give God the glory for taking care of this. Amen. See, he sees the whole picture. He sees the whole scenario and everything of how it's going to go down and how people are going to react. He knows. He said, by the 300, I will save you. He said to Gideon, this 300? Yeah, we're going to do it with this 300. Remember, they started out with 32,000. Just take a moment. You want to talk about a wow moment or the greatness of God? You're going into battle with 32,000 and then you end up going into battle with 300 because of the spirit-led moment for God to get his glory. Wow. That's, children of God, that's why we trust in the Lord and lean not on our own understanding, because we don't know and we don't see the whole picture like he does. Could you be facing a situation where you are being spirit-led, but it doesn't appear that way? Are you in a spirit-led situation in your life right now? And you're asking questions going, I just don't get this. I don't see it. I don't understand it. This, and this is coming. I don't get it, Lord. Could this be a spirit-led moment? When he says, trust me, my child. Have faith in me. I got you. I will take care of you. Could it be? Now let's move on to 2 Chronicles chapter 18. And let's pick up in verse 1. And it reads, it happened after this, that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and the others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazazon, Tamar, which is En Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Now, we read Jehoshaphat feared. Okay, he feared, but what did he do? It says he set himself to seek the Lord, even while he was afraid. He fought through the fear to seek the Lord. He was looking for spirit-led answers. Children of God, we got to look for the spirit-led answers because he knows everything, right? So Jehoshaphat is looking for spirit-led answers to his huge problem ahead. He's got all these different nations coming against him. So even if you're afraid and you don't understand, just seek the spirit-led wisdom of God. Verse 13, now all Judah with their little ones, their wives and their children stood before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly. And he said, listen, all you of Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear, be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Verse 22. Now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. When they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped destroy one another. So when Judah came to a place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were dead bodies fallen on the earth, No one had escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away their spoil, they found among them an abundance of valuables on the dead bodies and precious jewelry, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days gathering the spoil because there was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Baraka. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I probably butchered it. For there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of that place was called the Valley of the Baraka until this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, with Jehoshaphat in front of them, to go back to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. Verse 28. So they came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments and harps and trumpets to the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. Then the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest all around. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word. So in both of these examples, we read what? That the Spirit-led had victory. We read that the Spirit-led had rest from their enemies. That the fear of God was on all the kingdoms who heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. And besides being Spirit-led, they were obedient. So being Spirit-led is and obedient, it's one and the same. You obey the Spirit when he leads you. Obedience. Remember, the word talks about obedience over sacrifice. Obey the Lord. Obey. Be ready for that Spirit-led moment. We are in a Spirit-led moment, children of God. No matter what they say in the world, no matter what they say out there, this is a time to be led by the Spirit because it's so crazy out there. This is the time to be Spirit-led. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Do not cease praying for yourself, your family, your friends, your co-workers, our nation, and throughout the world, that the Spirit of the living God will touch all the hearts. Glory to God our Father in heaven and his Son Jesus and the Spirit of truth, Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you for sending your Spirit upon us to teach us and lead us of the way we should go. Lord God, Father, may you receive all your glory from your children, and may the world see and give you your glory as well. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Pastor Tyron, signing off.